Before anyone cites this report as a scientific justification for aggressive logging in burned-over forests, it would be useful to consider who paid for the report and who wrote it. Neither inspires confidence in the report's impartiality or scientific credibility. The Board of Commissioners of Douglas County ordered up the study and paid $25,000 for it. Douglas County is often called the heartland of Oregon's timber industry, a place where timber politics still hold sway. For the research work, the commissioners could have picked nationally acclaimed wildfire ecologists who live right here in the Northwest. Dr. James Agee of the University of Washington would be one candidate. Agee is the author of textbooks, peer-reviewed independent research, and countless articles for scientific journals. But the Douglas County commissioners seem to have had no use for recognized wildfire scientists when they ordered up this study. Instead, as their lead researcher, they picked John Sessions of Oregon State University's School of Forestry. Sessions is a civil engineer and a forest engineer, not a wildfire scientist. He currently teaches resource scheduling, transportation planning, harvest planning, and logging mechanics at OSU. Prior to this report, Sessions' academic articles included these titles: Calculating the Maximum Grade a Log Truck Can Climb, and Improving Tree Bucking Decisions in the Woods, an Introduction to Optimal Bucking. Here's a man who has made horizontal trees his life's work. Co-authors of his report include the School of Forestry's Mike Newton, who reportedly once drank pesticides in an attempt to demonstrate their safety. The Sessions report does have the seed of one good idea, though. It suggests letting the Kalmiopsis wilderness recover naturally while limiting salvage logging to non-wilderness areas. If such an experiment were to be set up fairly, it would demonstrate, for once and for all, that natural recovery is the best way to regenerate a healthy forest. For example, it would explode the myth that decaying wood is wasted. In fact, decay adds nutrients to forest soils, fostering healthy forests in the future. The experiment would also show that salvage logging won't really help restore jobs in local mills. No timber company is apt to build a new mill or expand an existing one for a temporary supply of logs. At best, salvage logging delays the inevitable for mill workers while degrading long-term forest health. This is Les O'Coin.